Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, today in Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, what is today? It's Wednesday here on the show. We got a lot to talk about here today. Tonight's Dynamite. It's Beach Blast. And we're looking to have a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion tonight. I know a lot of people think that's not going to happen, but I think you're going to be in for a surprise if you think that. I expect Kenny Omega to walk out with the championship, and we'll talk about the full lineup for the show and everything else as we get going here today. We've also got a lot of news on a lot of different things. Last night was NXT. Filthy and I can recap that show, tell you what's coming up for NXT next week. It was a very weird show because it was taped, and so we didn't have a lot of frivolity. We didn't have a lot of gimmickry from Mr. Stone. It was just wrestling match, wrestling match, wrestling match, wrestling match for the most part. And the main event, as expected, with Natty and Kendall Gray, was awesome. So you guys should go out of your way to watch that one. We got updates on CM Punk, Mike Santana, Iho Del Vikingo, Beach Ray ticket sales for tonight. A name we have not seen in a while on AEW is teasing he's going to be on the show tonight. Got an update on the Ryan Nemeth legal battle with AEW. We got some ratings notes, and of course, we've got the NXT TV report. So we got a lot today. Lance will be joining us the next 2 days. Filthy is with us here today before a trip, in which case I think he'll still be doing the shows via phone. We're going to try and set that up. But anyway, he'll be joining us today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer helps you easily find and buy the right coverage for you. It's everything you've always wanted. Well, I mean, you know, as far as a website that lets you shop, quote, and buy insurance in one place. But hey, maybe that is everything you've always wanted. You know, yeah, people have different types of dreams. And if all you've ever been searching for is a website that helps you choose home insurance rates and coverage, boy, do we have great news about Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's going on, Tom?
I'm storming into the show like Nikita Lyons.
Oh my God, that was the funniest. Suncats, can you move that mouse, that cursor right there? Okay. So that was the most awesome thing on all of NXT, except for that the main event. But yes, after the main event last night, Nikita Lyons, I guess, had to do a run-in. Is that what happened? What happened?
She ran out to get punched, but she sauntered out. I don't even know if that describes it.
No.
She was putting her dukes up, is what she was doing. She was getting ready to throw fisticuffs. If you ever walk or watch in the back, like, look, you'd have to look at me, Brian, because I can't do it justice. But she was doing one of these, like a.
Yeah. Yeah, like she was getting ready to do some stand up.
Well, and then she got punched out one shot. a very poor defensive guard.
Jeez.
On the part of Nikita Lyons.
I got to say, if you guys didn't see that, I don't know if you guys watched the show or if you just weren't paying attention to that, but like. You know, there's the Fargo strut, which of course Ric Flair ended up popularizing, and now Charlotte does it. And actually, even on SmackDown, Jade Cargill did the strut, and they were like, she was like really good at it. The announcers were even impressed, like, she should do that more often. And then, you know, Oba does his strut. I'm not sure anyone has ever strutted like Nikita Lyons strutted at the end of NXT last night. That was something else, brother.
There's a runway walk. She did a runway run.
Oh, yeah.
A runway sprint.
You guys got to check it out.
Runway? Walkway?
Which, by the way, speaking what of checking it? Out, Dom, he checked out that Seth Rollins promo after we were done yesterday. He said it didn't bother him all that much. I don't know, man.
Dom, I think that was your shot.
He had all sorts of excuses, like he didn't have to watch the whole show and he doesn't watch it every week, but I think he kind of liked it. Although he did admit it was like a guy that, how did you describe it, Dom?
It was like word back count? In high school and college when you had to write a paper and there was a word or like number of pages count. So instead of saying the brown dog over there, you would say the lazy brown canine casually jaunted over. You just throw a bunch of random words to make your sentence longer. When he was pointing out, like, that kid, 3, 4, 6, oh, he's 8, okay. That kid, how old is he? All he had to say was, I see kids in the front row. It reminds me of me when I was their age.
That's all he needed. Why do we gotta make this so difficult? What are you looking for over there, Tom?
Well, that reminds me, Brian, of the book that you can find now on Amazon.com and other outlets, written by Ian Douglas, Only Built for Turkish Links, The Turkish Invasion of American Pro Wrestling, with an afterword written by myself. And when I asked Ian how long he needed, and he told me, I just started writing down all of the Turkish oil wrestlers' names that I knew from current day to eat up the word count.
I can't wait to read this afterward. It sounds amazing.
You better get on reading this book. You've had it for a while and you haven't opened it.
Do you know I haven't opened it?
Have you opened it?
No, but how do you know? Okay,
because
listen,
I know you.
Let me talk about everyone's favorite topic, and that
Turkish
is, of course,
oil wrestling.
Nah, everyone's favorite Kirk topic Pinar, is always
champion Erkin.
Would you
Tosh?
Shut up? Everyone's favorite topic is always themselves. So this is to all of you out there. I'm going to talk about you guys. A bunch of you are idiots. Yesterday on the show, I was talking about CM Punk and how I think he's going to be turning heel because he came back, and the storyline is he's everything that he's ever complained about over the years. A guy he's just gone, and then he saunters in and he wins the title. And, like, I saw some feedback to this statement that I made from a bunch of idiots on the internet. And they're like, what are you talking about, Brian? They, I'm sure, mentioned something about Maria. And then they're like, he's a full-timer. And they're doing, and I'm like, guys, has he or has he not been gone since the Raw after WrestleMania? Stop me when I'm telling lies. Has he or has he not been gone since the Raw after WrestleMania? He has been gone since a week after WrestleMania. What month is WrestleMania in, everybody?
April.
Huh? April. Okay. What month is it now?
July.
Okay. So he's been gone for the remainder of April, May, June, and he just came back here in July. 3 months that guy's been gone. How is a guy...
Almost 3 months. 2 months and 20
How is
days.
A guy who has not been on television in 3 months a regular? Stop me, everybody, when I'm telling lies. Was he not gone for 3 months and walked right back in and got the title? Hello? Listen. I stand by what I said. I didn't say anything about him. What's his name? Phil Brooks? I didn't say anything about Phil. I said the CM Punk character just did everything that the CM Punk character said that he hated for years. If you don't like it, tough luck. Now, he is a SmackDown regular. He's going to be on SmackDown Friday, and he is advertised for multiple future SmackDown events. And he will be feuding with old Cody and then wrestling him and perhaps many others as well at SummerSlam. Who they will be, I don't know. We will soon find out. But he is now a SmackDown regular. Yes, Tom.
CM Punk, to many people, to myself, you, as well, somebody that we can take inspiration from. And I did just that yesterday because after the show, I went to Costco. I had to pick up a few things before I leave town.
Is that right?
And what was there but some Spindrift, which
did he have that in his fridge?
Yeah, he had it in his fridge.
Huh.
So I said, you know what? Let me give it a shot. And it's, I almost just dropped an F-bomb, but it is Seth freaking Rollins delicious.
That sounds
awful.
That sounds terrible.
It's freaking delicious.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I someone apparently clipped up the our discussion of his fridge, and they took out the part about his eggs. That didn't make me happy.
People are going like, why are you making fun of his fridge? It's like, we're not making fun of anything.
Fun of his fridge?
You made fun of the eggs.
Well, yeah, the eggs suck.
You asked why he freezes or has cereal in the fridge, and I gave you a legit answer. I liked what CM Punk had in his fridge, actually.
I had no problem with any of it except for the eggs. Like,
I want to try that Mindy's Bakery. I'll tell you that much.
You know how much this guy, you know how much money this guy makes, and he's getting Eggland eggs. I mean, come on.
Get out of here. They're organic, probably cage-free, pasture-raised brown eggs.
Nutrients added to eggs. I mean, come on. Mike Santana posted a date.
Maybe if you had some of those extra nutrients, you'd hatch.
On his social media. 7/15, he wrote, which is believed to be July 15th. That's 1 week from today, which is Wednesday. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to debut on Dynamite next Wednesday, but I suppose anything is possible. If you ask me, anyone ask me? Too bad. It's my show. I believe that that Santana, I don't know where he's going to like end up, you know, long term, but I do believe that Santana is going to WWE and he is going to be a force to be reckoned with in AAA. I do believe that's going to happen. And whether that means he'd do that and the main roster, I mean, realistically, he could do that and TNA and the main roster. But I do think that that he's going to be a big star for AAA, at least for a while. So July 15th appears to be the date that he is a free man, and we'll find out where he ends up going. Where do you think he's going to go, Tom?
WWE.
Main roster?
No.
We'll be back on Wrestling Evolve. Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Guys, people in the Twitch chat here. You don't get rich buying expensive eggs, this person says. Listen, I just went online. You can go to Costco, okay, and get 24 organic pasture-raised eggs for $8, okay? That's 33 cents an egg. 33 cents an egg. These Eggland organic eggs, $6.49 for 12 eggs. You want to do the math? 54 cents an egg. You're paying double for these Eggland eggs than you would if you just went to Costco and got the exact same thing. Although, I don't think in Costco they got added nutrients, whatever that means. So, don't question my egg knowledge here on the show, everybody. I will not stand for that. I eat a lot of eggs. I know my eggs. Now, a little more news. Vikingo posted an update. He will be getting surgery. Nothing will ever be the same again, he said, but everything can be better than it ever was. He'll be undergoing surgery, I believe, on Thursday. And all the best to him, because he's going to be out quite a while. By the way, you know that he was supposed to face EK Prosper on NXT last week?
Yes, that's when he got injured.
Yeah, and you remember,
we talked about this.
Do you remember what happened?
It was before. Well,
I'm talking with EK Prosper.
Well, okay, yes. Keanu Carver beat him up backstage, Vikingo, that is, and then EK Prosper beat Keanu Carver.
EK Prosper beat Keanu Carver 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And then he beat him again.
And then got beat up. Keanu Carver gets a match with EK Prosper for the second week. EK Prosper beats him again. And that leads to this week's show, where Keanu Carver gets a big win and no one does no mention whatsoever of EK Prosper on the show. I was like, what is happening? Like, who's booking this show? That I did not like, but we'll get to NXT in a moment. Dynamite Beach Break is tonight, and they're almost at 3,000 tickets, so they're a little below the average for 2026, but they have sold about 240 tickets since yesterday, so that's good. We have got MJF and Kenny Omega for the AEW World title. If MJF wins, Omega will never be able to challenge for the AEW World title again. We have got Athena, Rena, Sky Blue, Maya World, and more in the AEW Women's World Title number one contendership casino gauntlet match. Winner gets a shot.
After we just had the survival of the fittest for a title match, which was six women all at once last week.
We got Takeshita.
And a tournament that crowned Mercedes Moné as a belt holder right before that.
We got Takeshita versus Kyle Fletcher for the international title. Dave thinks there's going to be a title change because Takeshita's going for the G1. And I suppose that's possible. But, you know, when Nick Wayne, I guess it was the Ring of Honor belt, but, you know, he lost a Ring of Honor title right before going to Best of the Super Juniors. And I said, well, I mean, I probably doesn't want him to do a bunch of jobs as a champion. And then everyone was like, well, he was in the tournament last year as champion. So I don't know what the heck's going on. We'll find out tonight. I don't think Takeshi's going to be doing tons and tons of jobs in the G1, but we'll find out if they take the title off him.
Well, I still have the feeling that they would do a three-way at some point with Okada, Fletcher, and Takeshita. So Takeshita could keep the title, and they could work towards that on the Wembley show, maybe. When is that?
Wembley's at the end of August.
Because, I mean, what else do we have in the direction for any of those three guys?
The other thing, too, is it's very, very rare to see, like, a title change on AEW television, much less two on the same show. We would be having a world title change and an international title change. Now, I saw some people on the board talking about how there's no way they're changing the world title tonight, Brian. Come on. It makes no sense, they said. Surely they will do, like, a time limit draw or whatever. Guys, listen to me. MJF and Kenny Omega was scheduled for Redemption. It is actually why the show was named Redemption. And the stipulation on that pay-per-view was going to be, if Kenny Omega loses, he can never challenge for the title again, okay? Now, if your plan was to still do that match, but do this match also on television, then what you would do is you would just do MJF versus Kenny Omega. It would go to a time limit draw. And then Kenny Omega would say, let's do this again at the pay-per-view. And MJF would say, nope, not unless you put your ability to challenge again on the line. That is what makes sense. What sense does it make to add that stipulation to television, go to a draw, and then they're like, ah, let's do it again with the same stipulation in the pay-per-view? That doesn't make any sense. The title's changing tonight. Why they moved it up? It's up for whatever. I don't know. But for those of you thinking there must be some whatever, I don't think so. I think the title is changing tonight, and then they'll do something else, I guess, for the pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, maybe they could add some sort of stipulation where, like, if Kenny loses, he has to eat a high-grain diet.
You know, the other thing is, if you were going to do...
That'd be awful for him, wouldn't it?
If you were going to do MJF versus Kenny Omega at the pay-per-view, then on free television, why would you do the match a second time? Why wouldn't you do Andrade, who has been trying to get a championship match? Why wouldn't you do one of a dozen people that won championship matches from MJF? Why would you do Kenny Omega and MJF on television and then do it again 2 weeks later? What are we doing here? So... Paul White. Well,
Kevin Knight's never getting his match either, right?
Yeah, where's Kevin Knight's championship match? Paul White was on Good Day Live on 10 Tampa Bay News, and he was talking about the show coming up tonight. And it was funny. He goes, we got another local competing tonight, Chris Jericho. I mean, he is local, but... So anyway, he's talking about all of the matches, and then he goes... great live event. And also, he says, I'm going to be in the ring doing something. I can't tell you what, because it's a big secret. But if you come, you will maybe see me slap some people around. So Paul White's claiming he's going to be on the show tonight doing something. So we'll see if he ends up on television or what the deal is. But that's what he's claiming. There you go. Any thoughts on any of this, Tom?
Yeah, I'm trying to look up what this venue is again.
What it is?
Yeah. The Clearwater. It's outside.
The Bay Care Sound in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
It's outside. It's the middle of the summer. Let's see what the weather is right now in Clearwater.
I guess hot.
How many tickets do they have out?
2,900.
Oh, well, right now it's only 92. It'll be 80. For the low in the evening, so
not
yeah,
too bad.
It's gonna be yeah, but it's still gonna be hot.
Oh, it'll be hot, all right. Yeah, it's gonna be hot. Okay, we don't have numbers for Raw, I don't believe yet. Dave should have them, I'm sure, at any time. But on Monday, head to head with Raw was the USA versus Belgium game, and according to NBC Sports, which Dave also may have words to say about this because they are ratings. NBC Sports claims. Preliminary numbers reported by Fox and Telemundo reveal a total audience on average of 42 million viewers, 30 million watching the English language broadcast on Fox, 12 million watching the Spanish language version on Telemundo and Peacock.
Holy smokes. That's like near Emmanuel numbers.
It's funny how we can get these streaming numbers when we need them, but not when we don't. But anyway, that game like did blockbuster numbers.
I did notice yesterday when I put on Raw to watch a little bit of the replay, it was the number one show on Netflix.
It was the number one show on Netflix,
day.
Huh?
Yep.
I expected to do a terrible number, if we're being honest.
Well, I might do a really bad number because of that soccer game.
Just well,
40 million.
Yeah, the other reason to do a really bad number is because the Netflix audience that we get for Raw is the worldwide audience. And, yeah, the soccer is even bigger outside this country than it is in this country. And it was pretty freaking big in this country.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, all my friends who could care less about soccer during any other portion of the year are going crazy about this now, so.
Everyone I know,
yeah,
except me.
Well, hey, viva la France!
The
Mbappe is going to take it all the way, baby. We're bringing it back.
The show last week did a terrible number, the Raw show. I think the second lowest of all time. And so this will probably do the lowest Raw number of all time, at least with whatever we're saying with Netflix and everything like that. Who even knows? Collision did 310,000 on Thursday. A 0.05 and 18 to 49. So, not a great viewership, but actually the 18 to 49 was better than it was on that Saturday show. Although, you know, that Saturday show also had troubles. Hey, we'll be back with NXT, everybody. What a show this was. Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
My God, this NXT show had the highs and the lows of wrestling this year. Some of the highs and lows. Let's go.
Well, in what I'd categorize as an unlikely scenario to open the NXT show, Callie Armstrong did a promo in the ring on her own, said that she creates her own opportunities. When she attacked Kendall Gray, everyone was talking about her. I missed that. I mean, we certainly talked about her the next day.
Somebody wrote words for her, and she said them, is what happened in this promo.
She said, and I quote, "I'm tired of waiting." What? What is her? What was the date that she debuted? Can you please find this out for me?
It was like a month ago.
Tired of waiting. No, it's been longer than that.
It was?
She was in Evolve. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about
NXT. Tired of waiting? This is like when grizzled veteran Thea Hale, you know, was finally getting title shots. And it's like, Thea, you're 20. Like, there's people in this business who've been on the road, made nothing.
Javon still hasn't won a title
for
yet.
15 years.
Not a single title. Evolve, NXT, WWE, AAA, no titles for Javon, but Callie's sick of waiting.
He was the Deadlock Pro champion.
Wow.
After he... Well, screw you, buddy. He beat me in a four-way. He beat me...
Brother.
Jake Something, and Mike Bailey.
Okay, is that a WWE title since he's been signed? What does that have to do with anything? I won the Texarkana title. I'm not sitting here putting
on my... Could you beat me, Jake Something, and Mike Bailey?
I don't know. No. Maybe.
No. No, you couldn't. And then he beat Saquon Sugars after that.
How dare you doubt me?
After that, in the same
night. What are you talking about?
And he beat somebody else before that.
Are we going to review this show or what?
No. Well, yeah, but you brought up Javon, who's not even on the damn show, you nerd.
You brought up Callie Armstrong saying I've been waiting too long. Let's go!
A fight broke out. Well, Lola
but here or there?
Well, I can't wait to get my hands around that puny little freaking pencil neck, you twerp.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God. Lola Vice came out, told her to shut her mouth and know her role. Kaya LaBoca or something. She wants a rematch for the women's title. Kalani Jordan came out, said she beat Tatum Paxley last week, but she's not getting the spotlight for some reason. Then a fight broke out on that show, and Callie Armstrong ran through both of them with a shoulder tackle.
Their skinny necks. Yeah.
There was a tag team championship fatal four-way number one contenders match, which may be up there.
God.
Is this like with the Wyatts versus the Psycho Circus for you?
It might be.
Like expected
what
nothing.
What in God's name was this match?
They probably, my guess is they, well, okay, hold on. I have a real question too. Is Stax okay?
I think so.
Holy crap.
I think so. Stax tried to do a run-up-the-rope superplex, but he slipped on the top rope, and he took the most fantastic, out-of-control bump to the floor. And, like,
it was
the
like
referee...
He did a corkscrew splash to no one on the floor and just crashed and burned.
The referee did that Rey Mysterio thing where he slides in on his belly over the edge of the apron to check on this freaking guy, swear to God. And meanwhile, nobody else cared. Like... Everyone just kept doing all of their crazy stuff.
Uriah Connors got up and hit a moonsault right away.
Oh, my God.
Paul is up. His partner's dead.
This match.
Out on the floor.
I mean, I cannot remember the last match where I was like, someone's for sure going to die in this match. And it wasn't like an AEW match where they're doing stuff where they could die. I mean, these guys were, but it was like, they were almost dying on anything. Like
it was big move after big move.
Oh, my God.
Move.
I loved it.
How many stars are you going to give this one?
30. It's so ridiculous. Like it was.
Osiris Griffin hit like the most insane taker dive after that too. Then Saquon Sugar tries to come through the crowd with his bat and his half a shirt.
Okay, listen.
He gets chased off.
Guys, I love Saquon, okay? He should be a top guy on this. But, like, whatever they're doing with him, this guy comes out with a baseball bat. Out comes the bookworm, whose gimmick was he liked to read books. He's unarmed, and Saquon runs for his life. This is the second week, by the way, that Saquon has been sent out with a bat, and he runs away from the unarmed bookworm. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, this is the most common sense. Why is a weaponized babyface fleeing from unarmed heels? What is happening? God.
Connor's got hit with a double shell shock. Birthright dragged OTM off the pin. They all brawled to the back. In the ring, Dorian Van Dukes hit a big splash. Sean Legacy cleaned up the scraps with a diving 450, springboard 450. And they got the win. They will challenge the Vanity Project next week for the tag team titles. There was a Jada Parker pre-recorded interview. Then Saquon Sugars, your boy.
He is my boy because he mentioned Hungry Hungry Hippo.
He said
the best game.
He's not playing chess, or he is playing chess. And Dark State is playing Hungry Hippos, which sounds like a lot more fun.
Oh, Hungry Hungry Hippo? Are you too young to remember that game?
No, I played.
Oh, that game was awesome.
I dated a few, too.
I should get that for my kids, actually, now that I think about it.
He needs to find some friends, but he has none. However, he's up next.
He at least made it make sense. He's like, I need friends, but you know what? For the last year, all we've done is make enemies. So I'm going to have to do a lot of work to get some friends. Like, hey, that's true. That's true.
You know what's a great game? That old Ninja Spinner game that the WWF had.
Yeah, I had it here. We played on the Christmas show.
Yeah, I remember I bought it for you. Thanks.
I got it here somewhere. Actually, sure I might not after that Christmas show. Might have ate it. Keanu Carver and Tank Ledger. This match.
Representing Hank and Tank. Yeah. Tank Ledger. Which at first I was like, that's so stupid. But then I'm like, it makes sense because the reason he's going after Carver is because Hank got taken out. So he's giving an homage to his buddy, even though he's not there. They threw each other around. Carver threw Tank around more than Tank threw Carver around.
This match was fun.
He put him away with an elevated double leg spine buster. The only thing I didn't like was that they started talking about, like, he deserves a title shot. When's he going to get a title shot? What's it going to take?
Was this Booker again?
This is the first time he's won a freaking match.
I know. All he does is lose. He lost to this EK Prosper we didn't even see or hear from on this show.
Naraku did a promo.
I liked it.
Package.
Ha, 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 ha! That's his catchphrase. I want a shirt that says that.
I mean, it's what people are doing at you anyway, so just open your eyes.
Nobody has any idea what I'm capable of. I think we all do.
Cam Hendricks and Tate Wilder were in the training
room. Oh my God, this segment! This was miles worse than that Seth promo. I'm pretty sure.
This is only 30 seconds.
I'm pretty sure this is the worst acting I've ever seen. My God. It was so bad. It was so bad. The only good person in it was Mason.
The worst acting I've ever seen in my life was John Cena G-ing up the RKO and Tanahashi doing the Nakamura.
No, this was miles
thing.
Worse.
No.
Miles worse. This was insulting to me as a former actor. Horrible.
Well, he's blaming Mason Rook for being hurt. Rook comes in, says it's not his fault.
Yeah. I don't know why he's insulted.
Well, I don't even know what's going on.
No.
Natty, Nikita, Carmen, and Layla Diggs were brainstorming in the back. Natty offered Nikita and Carmen's backup for Layla in the number one contenders match, but Layla didn't want their help. I got a question. Did they ever address why Carmen Petrovich was in the Ren QCC, right? Like she was part of that group for a little bit. I'm almost positive. Yeah, I think for a few weeks she was with them, and now she's with Natty.
I don't know.
Well, we had another number one contenders match four-way. Pretty much the same formula as the tag match. Less dangerous. Lizzie Rain, Izzy Dame, Layla Diggs, Thea Hale. Chaos from start to finish. All four women involved at all times. Thea Hale was going for the Kimura at the end, but she was instead met with the thunderstruck step-up kick by Lizzie Rain, who was then hit with a bicycle knee by Izzy Dame. But their momentum sent both Lizzie Rain and Izzy Dame from the ring to the floor. And then Layla Diggs hit a beautiful, just spectacular moonsault and got the victory.
Yeah, I thought that this match, for what it was, I thought it was a really good match. But it was very much like the men's match in the sense that this is supposed to be developmental, preparing you for the main roster, but there was nothing in either of these matches that was preparing anybody for the main roster. I mean, this is why Tiffany and Soul, and it's why people get called up and have problems, because you just sit there and you spend 2 weeks completely choreographing a match from start to finish, and then you get called up to the main roster, and it's like you show up the day of the show, and they're like, here's who you're wrestling. You got 3 hours. Figure it out. And they're like, we never trained that. We just practiced stuff for weeks. So, I mean, it was fine and all, but, I mean, they need to learn how to work. And that's not what's happening in these matches.
They need a drill sergeant, I think, there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe a drill SGT. All right. Nikki Blackheart, now Reina Vulcan.
Queen Volcano.
She was lifting weights and hitting the ground with a sledgehammer or a tire, yeah, or swinging a sledgehammer. So she's getting ready for the Steel Timber Sports Series. It's essentially what I gathered.
Let's keep this moving.
Tavion Heights went to the ring, cut the same promo he's been doing for years. He's an Olympian. NXT humbled him. Vanity Project came out. Miles Bourne made the save, and then they hugged.
Yeah.
Romeo still wants to go after the tag titles with Noam Dar. Noam's telling him to exercise patience. And DVD and Sean Legacy still playing the odd couple. Shiloh Hill took on Nico Vance.
I think this is the first match Nico ever won as singles on television.
Yeah, he won with a hidden blade to the front after a distraction from Tristan Angels.
Who stole the teeth.
He took Shiloh's tooth from the mat. And Nico Vance won.
Sean
Spears laid out Vance afterwards as Shiloh Hill chased off Tristan Angels. And then we had the main event.
The fans drew the 10 chant.
I told you. Kendall Gray versus Natty for the women's title. They mat wrestled.
Freaking great match.
Yeah, this was great.
This was better awesome than the Jada Parker match. And that was a really good match.
Yeah.
These guys grappling. It was so great. Ladies. Just a great match.
Yeah. They traded submission holds, ankle locks, sharpshooters. Kendall gets to the ropes. Natty pulls her back. Kendall gets to the ropes again. They trade near fall attempts back and forth. And then out of nowhere, Kendall landed the Shades of Gray. It's a leaping flatliner. Homage to Shelton Benjamin. And she got the clean pinfall victory over the Guinness World Record holder, the low-key legend, Natty. And she retained the woman's title. Jada Parker met Natty at the entranceway. Then Nikita Lyons ran after her, got punched out, all saucy. And then Lola, Callie, and Kalani surrounded the ring and intimidated poor Kendall Gray to end the show.
All I could think was, my God, I wish they would have just built up Natty and Kendall for like a PLE. Give them 22 minutes. Let them go out there and just go wild. Maybe they will down the road. But like, they were perfect together. It was just so great. Watch that, everybody. Watch that match. And that men's four-way tag. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating.
And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, on my Twitter right now is the slow motion replay of poor Dawkins getting his circumcision on Raw Monday. It's so bad, dude. It's so bad. Oh, my God. What did he do to Maxine? I mean, I told everyone to watch Dawkins' face. But, like, you gotta watch Maxine. I mean, she strides over there, and she winds up like this is the softball world championships. And, like, she does, like, look at this lunge she does. The power, like, she puts her freaking hip into it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, how is that guy... This, I'm not even joking, guys. How is he not in the hospital right now? How?
I mean, do we know that he's not?
I mean, I can't confirm he's not. I feel like I would have heard by now. But, like, how?
Are we sure this isn't... Are we sure she didn't practice this on Vikingo?
I don't know, Tuesday, man. I'm not kidding. She puts her hip into it. She puts her whole body into it.
She dies.
Oh, God! God.
A diving, lunging, full force uppercut. Oh, man. And people are going, well, obviously he's wearing a cup. For sure.
It doesn't matter. Oh, God. These are people that don't have balls.
You want that metal?
Come on.
You want the metal crushing your taint wilder? No.
Jeez.
Come on.
I gotta go. I'm dying. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Have a safe trip, Tom. Wrestling Observer Live.